then? Because yeah. last week you hadn't slept.
No, 2 weeks ago I hadn't slept at all. And then last week right. I slept a slightly more, but it was still...
Okay.
Because I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm keeping that in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've already started, apparently. The good news is that Lewis Schaefer has slept.
I slept.
And I've washed.
I wouldn't right. say completely, because I didn't shampoo and I didn't brush my teeth and I don't use deodorant. So what is
yeah, well, you washed though. How did you wash then if you didn't
I put a little bit of soap on my hands and I washed my groin area.
Excellent. What, in the sink?
No, I took a shower.
They used to have a this sign, when I used to play a bit of golf in the old days, they had a sign. Please do not wash your balls in the sink. And I wasn't planning on it, to be honest. My dad, because my dad was from that generation where he never really took
a bath.
No, yeah. because they didn't grow
They didn't
up.
Have it because they it was a primitive yeah. country.
So
it was
he would do what he called a kind of a wash in the sink.
Yeah.
So you'd have like a flannel.
Yeah.
Right? And you just kind of wash yourself.
But you're talking to me. The answer is no. We had two bathrooms growing up in America. And right. we were dirt poor.
You weren't dirt poor.
We were dirt
keep
poor.
Saying this. So you went
compared
to
the other Jews. That's who you compare it to. Compare it to the Goldbergs next door, to the Gottesmans on this side, to the Schwartz. That's who you compare it to.
Yeah, but you're still living in the same street, though.
But you're the poorest person on that street.
Yeah, but you still went to private college.
Everybody in America went to private college.
We had this conversation before. No, they didn't.
No, you consider the University of Connecticut
to
be a poor...
University of Connecticut.
But even that cost
school.
Thousands. That
yeah, but it was a lot less than yours, did I bet?
Yeah, but it cost thousands of pounds.
Yeah, well, now it costs thousands of pounds to go to university here.
Yeah.
We've adopted the model, except it's crap, because the people go to the university
now.
No,
the
now.
Model is crap because it's run by women.
Oh.
Sorry, we're not going into that
place. No, we can't
place.
Do that yet. No,
we're
it's
not
too early. Also, because Marilyn Hawes is here, so she's watching, so you can't say terrible things about
I
women.
I couldn't bring my son. I wish I brought my son.
Yeah, where is your son today?
Because she's a woman. She's a woman sitting there judging me.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he hates being judged by women. Anyway.
He went up. He's in Scotland.
We
can discuss
what
he's
doing up there.
He's got the family, his other side, the bad side of the family.
The
comes
bad
from
side.
Comes
oh, yeah,
Scotland.
You said she was from Scotland.
Yeah, he's
does
half.
Does she still live up there then?
She doesn't. No, she lives in London, like all good Scottish people.
Right.
Like the ones who, you know. So
my father, who was Scottish, used to say all the best Scots actually leave Scotland.
Yeah, of course they do.
Like, apart from your ex-wife, obviously.
I mean, the place looks amazing, but it's not fit for living, really. It's too cold and it's too grey. And
we were in Boysdale yesterday, and a guy was there who'd just been up in, because one of the owners...
Boysdale is that club.
It's a restaurant.
Restaurant, yeah. They have the bands and the things.
They do that in Canary Wharf, but they also have a regular restaurant in sort of around the back of Victoria.
Oh.
He had just been up to see, because one of the guys that owns it lives, he's got a house up in Uist. In the Outer Hebrides,
which is
one of the little islands,
Yeah.
He said it was amazing. Went up there, it was like 12 degrees. They went fishing, you know, they did a bit of swimming, you know, and it's like a different country. Well, it is a different
country. It is a different country.
But I mean, from Britain, it's like a different country.
Yeah, because it's cold. It's an island off the coast of America.
And it's also deserted. There's nobody there.
They drag the people off there. They depopulated the place. I mean, she's from the other side. There's beautiful parts.
Is she from the Highlands, then?
She's not from the Highlands. She's from the...
Aberdeen?
No, she's from that area there. She's from Pitlochry.
Oh, yeah.
She grew up in... Am I ousting her? I don't know.
Outing her. No,
outing her,
My father... We scattered my father's ashes.
I think she was born in
Pitlochry. We scattered my father's ashes in Pitlochry.
Yeah, you made a mess. They actually was a complaint
against
you.
Well, do you know what? We didn't realise until after we did it. You're supposed to ask permission. You're not allowed to just scatter ashes, apparently, randomly.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're supposed to ask permission, but we didn't. So, you know.
And it's probably, is it illegal to like to disgorge your cigarette?
Well, probably.
Probably, yeah.
But we're just basically, my sister and he used to go wandering in the Cairngorms because he used to like hiking and painting and all this kind of thing. I never went because it wasn't for me. I grew up in North London. I'm not going to the mountains.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But isn't it genetic? They keep on saying it's genetic.
No. Well, not in my case.
Maybe not in anybody's case. No. It's not genetic.
But so we went to Pitlochry and they've got a salmon ladder there.
Yeah.
Right? Have you been there?
I've been to all over the place. I don't remember anything.
You don't remember
me.
The salmon ladder?
Possibly.
It's where they jump up, you know?
Yeah, I know what a salmon ladder is. You're talking to me like I'm an idiot.
Lark's ladder.
I'm it's a Lark's
ladder. I never got that. Why do they call it locks? Where does that come from?
Because You know what? Now people are going to look on their little phones to find out. I don't know why it's called locks.
It's a new, they call salmon locks, don't they?
It probably is. It's an old Jewish thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we invented
it. Where does it come from?
Do I have to look at my phone now?
No. You're supposed to know this stuff.
I don't really know. I should know that. I was thinking about salmon the other day. How, when I was a kid, it was like so expensive, and my father used to buy because we were rich. And when it came to salmon, you know, we would buy the salmon.
Big Jewish thing, isn't it, salmon? Yeah.
And then then they made it farm salmon.
Right.
And now people are dying because it's like farm salmon.
Oh, what? Because it's poisonous.
You mean? Yeah, it's poisonous. Like if the salmon are like in bowls of fish and they're pooing on each other.
Aye.
And then they have to be fed antidepressants.
That's not good. Did you see that story today in the paper that one in seven people in Britain are on antidepressants, apparently? One in seven.
I know, and it's 100% women. I was.
No wonder they're depressed.
Or the men who have to live with the crazy, crazy women. They gave it to me without asking for it.
Antidepressants.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I know people who have been given.
Citalopram.
Yeah. When I used to do the overnight show years ago, people would ring in who were depressed.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I mean, not because of me, I hasten to add.
Yeah.
And I'd say, how long, you know, what have you been doing for it? And they were, the doctor's given me antidepressants. I'm like, how long ago? 20 years.
Yeah, you can't get off of it.
They take them for 20 years.
Because you cannot get off of it.
But they don't work, though.
And also, they don't work, but you feel, but they work because they make you feel horrible if you stop taking them.
It's very bad, isn't it?
It is really, really bad. That guy got a prescription for mitazaprine.
Okay.
Have you heard of that? Mitazaprine. Because I'm a really bad sleeper, because I've got a conscience, and the whole country is collapsing. That's why I can't sleep.
It's not your fault.
It isn't my fault.
But so why can't you sleep?
Because I've got a conscience, and I need something to calm my brain down. I'm thinking this show is not going very well. I'm thinking maybe I should need to prepare. Maybe
this
I should have
going very well.
Maybe we're up 10% from last
week. That's good. Anything up in this economy is good.
But we were up 20% the week before.
Yeah, but that's because it's the law of diminishing returns. The lower the percentage actually is, the higher the number.
Yeah. Over time. Now, I do understand that. I'm quite knowledgeable. I'm a Jew.
Yeah. And you must know about mathematics.
And because I'm a Jew, yibbidi. No, yeah, exactly. I know everything. I know how much money I don't have.
Right.
And so when I say that I'm poor, I know.
Do you feel like you're poorer now than you were?
There were other times I've been actually richer. I was richer last year before GB News fired me.
Yeah.
You know, before the council sent me a bill for major works, and then they sent me another bill for major works, and now all of a sudden, I'm just letting the girls know, I'm letting you know that I'm broke, so you're going to have to just get by on my
maybe
body.
Maybe we should do a benefit for you.
You know what? That would be amazing.
That's a good idea.
You know, maybe when I die,
maybe you should do it with us.
Well, you're always like saying, you should do this, you're going to do this, you could do this. And then what am I here? I'm here one day a week. I've got nothing.
Wait a minute. We've only just launched UK Live TV.
Yeah.
But
you should see what an incredible talent Lewis Schaefer is.
Yeah, well, I know that. I work with you every week.
No, you don't.
This is called working.
Is this called working?
This is working.
This is me just seeing you. I get to spend time with a successful person.
He thinks I'm successful. Yeah, I was a lot more successful before I got fired.
I know, because I've been reading your book.
Yeah,
23 years old. Shipped to America.
Yeah,
or something.
I just went to America.
Yeah,
I decided to just go.
Yeah,
because there were no jobs in Britain.
Right,
because it was a bit like it is now, and I was working. I was doing some shifts in Fleet Street.
Yeah,
and there were people there who said, "Oh, we've been doing this for 10 years. Nobody ever offers us a job because there aren't any." Because it was in the days where the unions were still in charge of everything. Right,
right, right. Right.
And I remember the first night when I was at the Sun, I was supposed to get a piece in the paper. Because you could work for days and days and days, and you'd never get a byline in the paper.
Yeah.
And one night, finally, I saw the page proof. I was like, page 11, my page, my number, my name on the page. And then the paper didn't come out because the union went on strike that night.
Yeah.
And they said, we're not printing it. And they all walked off to the pub.
Yeah, that's one of those best bit of luck.
And I'm like, this is crap.
But what would having your name there, would that have meant something?
Yeah.
to the world. Would have meant something to the world.
Something to me. Is that your phone going off?
It's my phone going off. Let me just turn it off for a second.
That's very nice.
Sorry, it's very rude. It's rude. Yeah. You want to see what I had for breakfast?
Yeah, what did you have?
I had...
runny eggs?
I haven't had anything for breakfast, but I had steak and eggs last night, and I had steak
What about the salmonella outbreak?
Oh,
yeah. I immediately thought of you, because I went down to Sussex last weekend and I was
And did
told,
you think this is a lie?
I was told by the mother of my children, you can't eat any more eggs. I said, why not? And she went, because you're too old. And I went, that's not very nice. And apparently, if you're over 65, you're at high risk. I said, well, I don't eat eggs that aren't cooked particularly bad. And I said, what are you talking about? Anyway, so I immediately decided to have a couple of eggs.
Yeah.
Just to prove her wrong.
But even two eggs, I have between 5 and 10 eggs a day.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And I'm older than you are.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were younger than me.
Thank you very much. Thanks for lying.
I thought you were.
No, anyway. Didn't you say you... I told you I was older than you are.
No, I think you got
But in
wrong.
This relationship, I'm like the junior baby member.
Yeah, but most people are the junior to me in any relationship.
To you.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I'm reading the thing. I'm thinking you're 24 years old when you went over
when
there.
When I went there, yeah. 23, 24.
Right. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what were you like? Were you good looking back then?
Yeah. I looked like I was in a rock band.
Oh, yes.
I was quite skinny.
Right. So you had hair. You had a lot of hair.
I had a lot of hair. And I had an English accent, and I had a very good time.
And so what year was that, 40
that
years
83.
Ago? 83. 83, yeah. 84. That was, New York was changing. It was a good time.
People used to ask me if I was in a band.
Yeah.
You know, I had a little leather tie.
Because that's because England is so
underdeveloped.
Well,
they think that's all anybody in England does.
Yeah, because it was so underdeveloped, because you basically gave away all of your industry, like America
did. Well, we was laughing today because there's a story broke saying the Russians are going to bomb all of our factories. Like, we haven't got any. Got no factories left. Well, you know.
And they're going to get a very bad phone call from Tata.
Yeah.
Isn't he the guy who owns the steel fat?
Oh, yeah.
He gave
the
that away. Yeah. The Indians,
yeah. Well, they own Jaguar Land Rover, don't they?
Or Nissan.
They own Jaguar Land Rover. People go, buy British cars. Like, it's made by Indians.
And it's made over there. Is it
well,
made
some
over
of it's
there?
Made here.
Yeah.
There is still a plant up in near Liverpool, in fact.
This country's going to be great. It's going to be great. When Donald Trump becomes president of England.
Yeah. Well, that would be good.
Yeah, it would be good. That. He's the greatest president ever.
Yeah. They're all going off him now, aren't they? They're all saying he's losing the
plot. No, that's bull. That is absolute bull.
Well, they are saying it.
They're saying it here. You can't believe anything you read here.
No, but they're saying it there as well.
You wrote a whole book about how you can't
fake
believe
news.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yes, fake news.
I haven't got one to hold up because I've given the last one away, I'm afraid.
I actually bought...
Yeah, here we go.
It's mine. That's yours.
Yeah, she
I actually bought a copy
it
of
there
it.
There you go. There it is.
It made
fake news. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear. Marilyn Hawes is here, by the way, in case anybody's wondering who I'm handing
there you
it
go.
To.
My new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Are you married? Are you married? I prefer that you're married. Are you married? No, you're not anymore. Okay, can you get married? And then we could maybe do something
together.
You
can have a marriage of convenience. Or a marriage of inconvenience, that like
is,
I used to
yeah.
have.
Well, all marriages are inconvenient. For men, women love it. They love being married.
They do.
They really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what do? Then they divorce the guy. They think they're going to get something better, and they're not going to get anything better.
Is your ex-wife hasn't remarried?
I don't know.
You
I
do
don't
know.
I know. I don't know. I know she hasn't remarried.
Has
like
she recoupled?
That. What do you consider? She's recoupled. She's got some guy. I don't know.
Has she?
I don't know. She
is
was
he another Jew?
No. I don't want to talk about her business.
Okay.
I don't want to have her screaming at me.
Okay. All
she's
right.
just going to she's just going to scream and scream. My ex-wife. My
do you still talk to her?
No. I was so angry. Do you still talk to your ex-wife?
No, luckily she blocked me completely.
Yeah.
She had periods of time when she was friendly.
Yeah, because you think maybe she'll get back with you.
No, she remarried.
She still wants to get back to you.
She
maybe
still
fool
loves
around.
Me. She's, but she lives in Sarasota in Florida.
Oh, in Florida, yeah.
Yeah, that's by called Kevin.
Yeah, what does that mean? It's like supposed to elucidate something for me. I don't know what the name Kevin means.
Well, it's not a great name, is it?
In this country, it's not a great name.
It's worse in America. I suppose you're Kevin Costner.
Who else?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin O'Neill. Kevin.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. No, but here, it's like a working class name.
It's an Irish name here.
It's an Irish name. We don't like the Irish people.
Well, we didn't used to like... I just went to school with a lot of Irish kids because it was a Catholic school.
Yeah.
You know? And
the biggest mistake this country made, watch the letters come in, is letting the Irish people in. Letters went for this.
Yeah.
What's the complaint?
Check the post bag. You know, it's been a flurry of letters.
Because I was thinking this. They let the Irish people come into this country.
Well, you know, we were just talking about this the other day. Who was I talking to this about? It was Jeff Banks, I think. Jeff Banks was in, you know, the designer.
The money guy.
And he was talking about Irish navvies, which was a thing, because I grew up.
And they supposedly built this country. Dad.
Yeah, because he had a theory. He said every single one of these Irish navvies that comes over brings a cone with them, because that's why there are so many cones everywhere, because that's what they have to do, to bring one with them. And I believed him. And I thought, it's true, there's an awful lot of cones here. And so for every cone, there's an Irishman.
Yeah.
You know, and so we grew up with a lot of Irish kids. And all I remember is on St. Patrick's Day.
Because they were working. They were working on the streets.
Yeah. And their parents then came. And so the kids who were now my age, you know, we all went to school, this Catholic school, run by monks, priests.
Yeah.
Who were horrible.
Yeah.
And I went to primary school, Catholic school, run by nuns who were even more horrible. They were cruel. Really cruel. You know? Yeah, and
they so never kissed you.
I've never, they never kissed me.
They
no.
never kissed you.
Well,
they
the priest did. The nuns didn't.
Yeah,
you know, they used to have a discipline.
Did
master.
They do that? Was
I
gay
was never
things.
Molested. No.
Were other people that you knew molested?
No.
No. So no. Where did this come from? This.
Well, because it did happen in a lot of cases. It just.
But
didn't
it happened
happen
in every
me.
School because people want to hang out with the boys.
Well, we had a discipline master.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a priest. He was just.
Isn't that a redundancy? A discipline master.
No, because he had a room at the top of the old school where he'd take you and hit you with a slipper.
Oh, okay. You so didn't... not even like a stick or something.
No,
a
it was
slip.
Like it was a slipper.
But a slipper is not going to leave a mark. Is a slipper going to leave a mark? It might sting a little bit.
It stung quite a lot, actually.
Can I tell you why? Because I started this thing, so I want to make sure that I finish it before people hate me. Because, you know, last week I'm talking about women and people think that I'm, you know. But
well, we're trying to keep you off women today.
And you're right. I've been watching the streams. I think you just shut. All you got to do is say, shut up, Lewis.
Well,
that's
I
all
try,
you got to do.
I try and
you
say
don't.
It. You always get
you,
there, though.
You don't. I've been told that you were sending me messages to shut up. This is what I've been told.
Yeah.
Like that. It's not good enough.
I don't do that, though. I don't tend to send messages. I'm not
you
that
just
subtle.
Say, Lewis, okay,
all right.
And let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
So
people
what did
gonna,
you want to finish up
talking
about?
Is that they let in Irish people into the country, and they thought, oh, my God, this is the end of the country. The end of the country. And it wasn't.
No.
It was all right.
No,
and
we're
the,
not
Irish,
the Irish.
And the Irish people are living here now.
Right.
And they're all right. They become part of us.
Yes.
Almost.
Well,
us.
The Gallagher brothers are meant to be Irish, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all meant to be. So it's like... And so because they were all right, they thought, well, let's let in Muslims. Let's let in 50 billion Muslims.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yes.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll turn out just like the Irish people. Maybe the Muslims
well, you think they brought some cones as well?
Yes.
You
know? They would
no,
have brought
got so many fucking cones then.
They brought whatever, halva, whatever they, whatever
goats.
The... Coats. Goats. So I mean, that's why...
There's just too many people here, basically.
Yeah.
I don't care who they are or where they're from. There's too many of them.
Well, that's...
So we need to get rid of some of them.
No. No, no.
Don't we?
No, no.
No? Well, no. We can't carry on like just growing. In
no, well, you can't grow. That's like cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of cull the population. I don't mean
no.
kill it. I mean cull it in the sense of getting
we're
rid of
culling
some people.
How many children does Margaret have over here?
Margaret.
What's that?
First of all, that's not her name. Where is Margaret? Marilyn. Yeah. She's got loads of kids.
This is how you get a girl to love you. This is how. Now she's like in love with. She's like so in love with me because I called her the wrong name. She says, oh my God, he's not obsessed with me.
She's got loads of kids. She's got loads of kids that live across the world.
How many kids do you have?
Oh, four
kids. Oh yeah, she's old school. She's old school.
Yeah.
But the people today don't have kids. And the leftists don't have kids.
That's good though, isn't it?
No,
you don't want the leftists having them.
Well, we need the left. The leftists need to be controlled. They need to.
Yeah,
they need to have
better,
a husband.
That's why it's better if they don't have any kids. They're all gay anyway, aren't they?
They're all gay because they don't have a man with a, you know, well, they don't have Lewis Schaefer, maybe.
Gay ones,
the gay ones, you should just leave the girls. They shouldn't have. They shouldn't be allowed to work. Marilyn.
You see, you're doing it again.
I'm sorry.
You've got to stop that.
Sorry, right? But that's my theory about Irish people.
I forgot what it is now.
They turned out all right, so they think, let's not be worried about it.
Well, you shouldn't be worried about the Irish. The Irish
I'm not saying that, obviously, because the Irish has proven they've been all right.
They have, of course.
Yes, I'm saying that again. I'm not arguing with you.
Okay, well, so what's
so
the
what they do
call
is,
that?
Then they let in women. They let women work.
Women?
Yeah, women. They let women work. And
yeah, but now there's no jobs. Did you see that story the other day? I mean, you've got a son who is looking presumably for work after going to university, right?
And he's going to give him a job here because he's amazing.
They've got 8,000 jobs, right?
Yeah.
And do you know how many university students there are who are going currently to university this year?
There are
230,000.
Only 230,000.
There's 8,000
who are
going to
graduate.
Well, no, going for the first time this year.
Oh, for the first time, right? So that's a million. That's
so
a million.
In 3 years, they'll be coming out, and there's 8,000 jobs for 230,000
Do you know
people.
Why that is?
There aren't any jobs.
The Irish.
No, it's not the Irish's fault. The women. The women, no. It's there aren't any jobs.
No, no, no. It's the women. I'm sorry. It's the feminization. It's the idea. It's like a work program. It's communism. The whole
there's definitely communism.
Yeah, what is a university except a place for us to give women money to give Jason R. Day a job?
Yeah.
A bullshit.
He was a great guy, wasn't he?
He was a really bad guy. I ran in 2 marathons. Did we discuss this last week?
I don't think so. I can't remember.
I ran in 2 marathons. They were the hardest.
You did, yeah.
I did.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah, you showed us a picture.
Yeah, and it was the stupidest thing I ever did, but I did do it. And he's like saying I ran in 30 marathons.
Yeah, right. Some with a broken leg.
Yeah, with 9 with a broken leg.
Yeah.
And it's an insult to me.
Yeah.
And that's just part of what he did. Anyway, we're not discussing that. We shouldn't discuss that. Yeah. Stop me from discussing
that. Water under the bridge.
What were we discussing before I interrupted you?
We were going to talk about something else as well, weren't we? What was the thing we were going to talk about?
Whether this show was going well.
Antidepressants.
Antidepressants, yes. So
you've been taking what?
I haven't. I haven't taken it. I got a prescription for it.
But why have you got a prescription if you're not taking it?
Because I'm not sleeping. And then I said to him, why aren't you sleeping? And you got to make up a story with the doctors. You got to say things are really
good. You were lucky to see a doctor.
I didn't see him. I spoke to him on the phone.
Oh, okay. How did you know he was a doctor?
I don't know anything about it. I know we live in a communist country where you've got to ask the state if you want to take pills. They don't trust you to go and buy pills.
You've got to go privately, that's why.
Yeah.
And then they don't care what they give you. You pay
is that right?
Yeah.
But like in America, you go private.
You go private,
but they still look over their shoulders too.
Well, they do, but it's easier to get the stuff. Whereas if you go take when my kids were younger, you take them to the doctor and they've got an ear infection. You can have some antibiotics. No.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no? Why don't you come back in a week and see if it's still bad? It's like, well, you're a fucking doctor.
Right.
You're supposed to give us medicine to make it better. We know what it is. He gets it every year. It's an ear infection. Can we have some? And then about a week later, you go back, they finally give you antibiotics. Yeah. And then they go, oh, yeah, we don't want to give you those because you might become immune to them.
Right. And he might be immune to them. Why is he going every week?
Well, he's not going every week.
Why is he going every year? Because you're a bad father.
No, because if you get an infection, you need antibiotics.
But why every year?
Well, because kids get infections. You know how they
get. No, they don't get infections.
Yeah,
they get infections when they're on a high-carb diet, and they need to get infections to get better.
No, they don't. No,
antibiotics.
Some people have a weakness, right?
Yeah.
You've obviously got one.
Weakness?
Yeah.
I mean, a psychological weakness.
Yeah, psychological, it could be physical. Like, for example, when I was a kid, I used to get sore throats.
Yeah.
I used to get them. At one point, they wanted to take my tonsils out.
Yeah.
My mother wouldn't let them.
Right, good mother.
Because she said, no, you're not taking these tonsils out. But I used to get really bad tonsillitis. And I would get it once a year. I'd get really high temperature. And they would give me, and a doctor would come, and he would give you penicillin or whatever you needed, right?
Uh-huh.
Whereas now they don't give it to you.
Right.
It's like once I went into
You're acting like penicillin is an actual drug. I don't believe it.
Well, it cures infection.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It does not. It does not.
That's bad news for the
people. I'm not even sure about this, but I'm going to say it like I'm sure.
Right.
I'm going to say it like I'm sure. I don't believe in anything that any doctor.
So you don't believe in medicine?
I believe in the tests. I had a test yesterday. They tested my heart.
What did they find?
They found it enlarged.
You haven't got one.
It's an enlarged heart.
Anything that's enlarged, doesn't it?
Marilyn, my heart is It's the only thing.
It seems to be enlarged.
I think we discussed that last week.
We did.
I just want to confirm. When I said my machine is not working.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean it in the way you were thinking, the way you were thinking.
Well, which way did you mean it?
I meant it. It's
Is it a kind of waterworks issue?
No. Kind of, yes. Let me just say this, the production is not strong.
The production is not strong because you're old.
No, that is a lie.
It's not a lie.
That is a lie. No, down there, I'm rock hard. I'm rock hard.
Yeah, but you're not producing anything.
There's nothing that's coming
out. No, that's fine.
Nothing that's coming
out. That's okay, though.
It is a bit okay.
It's not like you want to become a father, is it?
But let's say, I don't want to be, but let's say girls, they like the fantasy of it. They like... Marilyn, would you like that fantasy?
Not really. There's some cake over there.
Okay, with the cream. The cream. Is there cream on top of the cake? Is there cream?
It's Well, you have to sometimes give things like that up, though, you know, because you're never going to be able to do the same thing.
I don't want to give it up. I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
The two things are not the same.
Yes, they are. It's a sign. If you if your thing doesn't work down there.
You said it did.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It does work. I'm going to show it to you.
It doesn't work as well. That's fine.
If you want
though.
To see it now, Marilyn, no. We'll save it for later.
It's fine.
They're four kids, so you know what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it doesn't need to work the way that it used to work. Otherwise, you'd spend your time chasing women, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And that it's good that is you true. Don't,
what do you mean that I don't? They do.
Well,
I
yeah,
do.
But you don't catch them. Well, my father used to say, never marry a woman who can run faster than you.
Yeah.
But also...
my wife used to say, you don't chase me anymore, Lewis. And I said, you've stopped running.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good banter.
Yeah. And then she hit me.
Yeah.
No, she never hit me.
With a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And then, my sister's husband, who is no longer with us, he was a bit of a philanderer at his time. She was his fourth wife. And he said to her, and he got prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And
which is the debate whether it's cancer or not. They don't even know whether it's cancer.
But in your case?
No, in any case. Oh. So they call it prostate cancer. It's just an inflammation of the prostate thing. And
right. Well, anyway, he had prostate cancer, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And but he then lost his libido. And he said it was like being unchained from maniac.
Yeah.
Because he said, now I can suddenly live my life without.
We're not discussing. We're not discussing that. We're not discussing that. We're not calling them maniacs.
No, he was the maniac.
Oh, he was the maniac.
No, he was the maniac. Oh, because all he wanted to do was get laid all the time.
Right, right.
And so now he didn't. He actually could live a normal life. And then he died.
Would you stop laughing?
But it's true, though, isn't it? Because you're not as interested now as you used to be.
I am. I'm way more interested because I'm on my live stream, which I do at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, Lewis Schaefer, come at 5. Yeah, well, this might be
Although this goes out after 5.
Initially, it goes after. We 10% bigger audience than last week.
I don't know why it goes
week.
Out after 5. I mean, we could put it out at five, same time.
No, 7 o'clock. It goes out at 7.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to.
Well, maybe better.
We could put it out
at 4 or something, and they can watch
know.
It beforehand.
To talk to Charlotte.
Talk to Charlotte.
Charlotte puts it out, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's a good job. But what were you saying?
I was talking about
you're not chained. I'm chained. I'm hitting on girls.
You're still chained to the maniac?
I'm an intellectual maniac, because I've got like half a girlfriend. I mean, it's probably
which half? I asked you last week.
It's a
top or bottom half.
maybe it's half and half like that.
Oh yeah, okay.
And because she's busy a lot of the time.
Is she? That's what she tells you.
No, that's what
sorry. I'm a bit busy.
That's what the private eye told me. Private eye said she's busy.
What does she do?
I'm not going to say what she does.
Well, roughly.
I'm not going to say, because there are people who are listening to this.
Who will know.
Who watch me, who know me, and they're going to say, I know who she is. Yeah.
Do they know who she is?
They might know who she is.
Is she in the public eye?
She's
enough. Well, she's about to be.
She's enough for the public eye. Yeah. That they would know, that's that girl.
Younger.
And I just think, well, that's quite
she's younger than you.
Everybody's younger than I. I'm 69 years old.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought you were 62.
There's nothing. I mean, younger girls are good, only that they have more time.
Well, it depends how much younger, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, but the younger ones have more time, and they're willing to spend more money on you because they think that their money is going to be unlimited. Older women think I better hold on to the money, so they don't give me as much money as I.
That's kind of.
Is that true? I never thought about that
it's
before.
It's completely anathema to me because I don't know that many women that have got money.
I don't need very much money.
You don't need much.
I don't need much, no.
I'm a rich man.
I mean, if they make an offer. I mean, yes, possibly a rich man. I find Mike almost attractive.
Almost. That's nice.
Almost attractive.
I'll go with that.
I mean, yeah, if a guy, that's all guys want is we want to be loved. We want to be loved. We're never loved.
I don't care.
You say that.
I don't care.
You don't care if you're loved or not.
No.
There's a word for that. I'm not going to even say.
What is it?
I'm not going to say what
say
it is.
Say the word.
I'm not going to say. This is recorded. She'll have to edit it out.
Oh, what is a bad word?
It would might word. Be considered to be a any
to begin with C. Is that what you mean?
No,
not the C word.
No, I'm not going to say what it is. All right. But you know, we,
no, I don't crave being loved. It's nice to be loved, but you know.
Did you, when you were 20, did you crave it? No. I craved it my entire life because my mother didn't love me.
Yeah. Well, my mother did love me, so maybe that's why.
That's why you're a success. You got a big studio. I mean, it's not huge, but it's a nice studio. You got Pooch here who dresses wearing a nice tie.
He is wearing a nice tie. Yeah. You recognize it?
Yeah, I do. Right. I did recognize it.
Yeah, you brought it in last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Show with the tie.
There it is.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
tie.
It's
a lovely tie. What does it say on the inside? Oh, it's a Charles Turret.
Whatever.
How do you pronounce that, by the way?
Nobody knows. Turret. That's
Turret.
Turret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some shirts from there.
Yeah. But I've gotten shirts too at the charity shop.
That's a nice shirt. Where did you get that shirt?
This shirt I got at my estate. I live on an estate. I tell Americans, I live on an estate.
Do they think it's like Sandringham?
Yes. Yeah. They don't know that it's a council.
Well, look, who's that over there? It's Andrew on a horse.
And it's like, I say, it's a council estate. Oh, the council.
Yeah.
Like it's the style council.
Yeah, right. Something. Yeah. Or like it's some kind of, you know, intergalactic scenario.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they don't
know.
They
don't get it, do they?
They don't know that it's the stupid communist.
So did you find it, was it hanging on a tree or what?
It was like in a bag of stuff. It was in a bag, I think it was. I've lost track. I find so much stuff. I find barbells. I find the shoes again.
You had these last week.
The shoes. I buy my own
stuff. They're quite nice.
Yeah, they are really nice. I think
that. Hold them up to the camera.
Hold them up to the camera.
Go on.
I can't even lift my own leg up.
That's not a good sign.
If the machine was working, you could
wrap it. This is like my penis right now.
Killed two birds with one stone. Yeah. You look more like a praying mantis.
I can't straighten it. A little bit straighten it, yeah. So, yeah, that's the thing. What were we talking about that was interesting?
Well,
I'm always diverting you.
Yeah,
you're the interesting person.
Well, because we never finished the sentence, that's what it is.
Well, you said get back on track. It's your job.
I've never said that.
Yeah, I know you never said that, but you should say that. You should say stop talking about how horrible women are.
You haven't mentioned them much this time.
No, though. I haven't, because I watched it last time.
You too much, right?
And then, but then women say, shock, 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 I love Louis Schaefer.
And the women, they don't mind you saying it, right?
They don't mind.
Because they don't believe you, you see. They think that you're just joshing.
I know, that's what's good about it.
And they think, actually, you love women. You love women.
But I do also love women, too. People are capable of, two different thoughts and hating them.
It's okay, you can hate some women and love other women.
I want three girlfriends.
Three?
Three.
Why three?
Because I want just slightly more than I deserve.
Okay. But how would you split that up, though?
I don't know. Well, half a day each.
Half a day each through the week?
Yeah.
And one day on your own?
No, half a day.
Well, because if you have three of them, right, he goes into six.
Yeah, that's three half days. That's a day and a half.
You have 2 days with each of them, and then 1 day on your own.
No, I said half a day each.
What about machine problems?
What about machine? What?
The machine.
The machine. We're not having any children.
Do you have any sex, though?
Yes, three times sex.
Three times sex,
In a
day.
Half a day.
Right. So that's 1.5 times a week.
No.
His brain's going, how's that work?
No, I'm saying I'm going to have one on a Tuesday.
Right.
One on a Thursday.
Okay.
One on a Saturday.
So every 2 days.
And then we have sex, and then we go out to some expensive restaurant like Greg's or Weatherspoon's.
And she pays.
I'll probably have to pay because I'm old school. Right. I'm old school.
So sex every 2 days then? So you still have a day on your own, Sunday.
Yeah, you're not counting the math. There's three girls. There's
three
7
girls.
Days in a week.
Yeah, but you just said three times you have sex.
Not each girl. Each girl 1 day a week.
Right.
Because they're busy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's
they've got other. They've got other guys. Yeah, I know Madeline's.
You don't care if they've got other guys.
I don't care at all because I don't believe in your stupid germ theory that you're carrying around
germs. I didn't say anything about germs.
Yeah, you do. You believe in it. You believe in you're giving your kid antibiotics.
Yeah, because he was sick.
Yeah, because that's what we've been taught to believe. Well, we got to get vaccinated because there's germs floating around.
I'm not talking about vaccination. I'm talking about if you've got an infection,
it's the same,
you take medicine.
There's no such thing as infection. No one's infected. There's not like little germs, those fragments of DNA.
What about Ebola? What do you call that?
Same bullshit.
Well, it's not true.
It is true. It is true.
What is it then? Is it an infection?
No, it's people living in horrible countries where they're overworked and underfed and mistreated by white man. By people like you.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I know it is. People think this ridiculous.
What about typhoid?
I'm probably also bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Right. Okay.
Name any disease: cholera. Measles, mumps, cholera. Same thing. You've got polluted. You know what it is. If you haven't, if you drink enough polluted water, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
If you drink, if you do a lot, anything bad.
And,
yeah. His dog was very sick this week.
Why? Because he drank from the pond or something.
Yeah.
It could happen, and then they get better.
Yeah.
That's what cholera is.
He had to get medicine from the vet, though.
It's what he thought. You pat the dog's head, and the dog's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Or the dog may die.
So that's nice. Yeah, £2,000.
£2,000.
£2,100, in fact.
Yeah. Right? He's bragging.
Yeah. Imagine spending that much on a dog.
Oh, I do. I do know that. I do. When I had a cat, I had cats. Same thing. You got to spend money on it, because otherwise you seem like a horrible person.
What happened to the cat?
Died. No, I don't.
They get died. Infection.
Infection. My landlord, my Bulgarian landlord, he was like in a concentration camp under the Soviets. But that's what happened. And he said to me, "How could you spend so much money?"
How's he got a house in London if he was in concentration?
Because he's a Jew. I don't think he's a Jew.
Is that why he was in a concentration camp?
No, he wasn't a Jew. He's a lovely guy. His name was Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Dmitry Dimitrov. Okay. He's a lovely man.
Bulgarian.
And he looked, and I remember telling him, I went to the doctor with the cat, 485 pounds.
What was wrong with it?
I think he was, I'd forgotten to feed it.
See, he had some antibiotics, he'd be still alive.
No, I'd forgotten to, the doctor said, just feed the cat. It wasn't even anything, if right. I remember correctly.
What did you used to feed it?
I don't even remember, but it was a mistake. It was a mistake for me to get a cat. I wasn't cat-oriented. Anyway, I loved cats. Anyway, all the diseases that are out there, I'm not a doctor, and you should tell the people, don't listen to me.
Yeah, don't listen to him, yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I say that I'm a doctor on my YouTube videos.
You could be a doctor of something, though, couldn't you?
I mean, it could be. I'm an unemployed doctor.
Do you have letters after your name of any kind? Do you got like a BSc?
F-U.
There you go.
I'm a doctor of... I'm an unemployed doctor.
Doctor of philosophy.
Yeah, I'm an unemployed doctor. You know, when you're unemployed, you could be an unemployed anything.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I don't have a degree, but that doesn't make anything.
Well, so you went to private university and you still didn't graduate.
I did graduate, but I don't have a degree. Degree.
Well, you must have got a degree if you graduated.
I have a degree, but it's not, you know, American studies. My doctor is a doctor
American studies?
Yeah, it's a bullshit thing.
That's rubbish.
It is rubbish. Yeah. It was stupid. But I was like a horrible student. I got my friends to write my senior thesis. Yeah.
I think we must be nearly out of time. How long were we going? Because, you know, this could be one of the worst ones ever.
37 minutes.
37
That's
minutes.
That's over time.
But you did not do your job.
What I don't think.
Your job is to have an idea. You write a book. You got ideas. You got 15 chapters.
Yeah.
You have ideas. You should say, let's stick with this thing, and then we'll talk about that thing.
Well, that's what I tried to do, but it's not
easy.
You
failed. You failed.
Well, it's not easy keeping you on one subject. You go
it is easy. Just say, shut up, Lewis.
But no, I don't want to say that, because it's rude. I don't want
it isn't rude. It isn't rude. People know that it's not rude.
Yeah. But I don't like to tell you to shut up, because I want to hear you in full flow.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. People don't. They think
people want to know how your
mind
works.
I listened to myself last week, and I thought, I am mad.
Yeah, and then you said you didn't think you were mad. You weren't sure.
I wasn't sure. You can't be sure.
Well, if you really are mad, you don't know you are. So the first, if you think you're mad, you're pretty
that's
good
why I
of
thought.
Not.
That's why I thought. I think I'm mad, so maybe I'm not mad.
So you can't be.
But then I think to myself, I'm not mad,
right.
Which means I am mad.
No, because proper mad people don't know they're mad.
People think that this is an act that I'm doing. Is this an act?
No.
No.
No, I think it is.
You don't know me, but it is.
Margaret.
She never liked Marilyn. She never liked the name Marilyn.
No,
I didn't.
You never did, yeah.
My nickname's Maz.
Ever been out with a woman called Marilyn?
I don't
Marilyn
know.
Marilyn used to be Boy George's gay boyfriend, didn't he?
Marilyn, yeah.
Marilyn, yeah.
I don't know that. I mean, it's an interesting name because it was...
Friend of mine once rammed the back of their car.
Yeah.
In the Beverly Hills.
The first time he got rammed.
It wasn't the first time he got rammed from behind, as they
right.
say.
Rammed his car.
Yeah, he was a paparazzi, and Boy George was in LA.
You got rammed by Boy George?
No, he rammed Boy George's car because he wanted to get a picture of because Boy George and Marilyn were in the car together, and he was fed up chasing them because they were.
So he rammed the car to get him to stop.
No, they were at the traffic lights and just rammed into the back of them. They both got out, jumped about, started arguing with each other. He just took a load of pictures and made 25 grand.
Right, and then did that pay for the damage in the car?
I think the paper paid for the damage in the car. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Yeah, that's how we used to roll in the old paparazzi
days. Those were good times.
Those were great times. Nobody cared what you did. They just threw money at you.
I mean, I've read a little bit about it. I read that book by, not Mandelson, the guy who was in the 1990s, who went down to, who was an MP or something. He was a posh gay. Was he gay?
And
he
probably.
And he was stayed in Rupert Murdoch's hotel or something in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember who that is.
Alan Clark. Alan Clark.
Not Alan Clark.
Don't know.
He became a priest and tried to help people. Yeah, I'll find out who it is. But that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do next week. This wasn't...
You're not talking about, like, Profumo.
Similar to that, but
Did he not go off and do good works in Calcutta or something?
Well, I guess they all have to do that. It's the same
thing.
Well,
not anymore, they don't. No, because now they don't care what they do. They just don't say sorry and they just carry on.
Yeah, I guess they do. Yeah, like this guy, James Arday, he'd be like people head of Harvard University today.
Yeah. Well, he was head of Cambridge, wasn't he? There we are. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a wrap then, is it?
I don't know. You tell me. I'll stay here all day. I'm not doing anything for the rest of the day until my live stream at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything. So I'll just stay here.
You can listen to Margaret's life story.
Would you like to be called Margaret? I think Marilyn is better than Margaret.
I like Marilyn.
Well, what would you like to be called? Little girl.
Darling.
Maz.
Maz is your nickname.
Maz.
Maz.
Maz is good.
And what did she work for a newspaper?
No.
What did?
No.
Did you ever work?
She's done a lot of work.
Deputy head.
Yeah.
She was deputy head, yeah.
Deputy head.
Music teacher, head of music.
Oh, there we go.
Play a tune, don't you?
Very good, very good. Do you find me attractive?
Oh, desperately.
Desperately.
There you go.
I can hardly sit still.
Yeah, I can see that. And on that
note. Well, part of me can hardly sit still.
Which part?
It was a bad joke to begin with.
I know.
Why do you like have to follow the bad joke?
Because I like it.
I love working with you, Mike.
I love it too.
I like working with Pooch.
Yeah.
Can you tell that I enjoy this?
I can tell that.
I think I'm enjoying it too much.
Happy. You look happy.
I am happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
This is not your normal default position.
No, I'm a miserableist. I'm miserable. We've done this eight.
But you're right, because last week you had the grey shirt and you were more miserable. Whereas now you got the Paisley shirt, more animated.
I don't see the shirt that I'm wearing.
It's Paisley.
It's crazy.
It's definitely made you cheery.
I found it. Peckham Rye. I found it. And it's great. It doesn't fit me. That's why I've got to roll up the sleeves.
Because it's too long.
But my body is amazing.
Yeah.
A fantastic, amazing body. Yeah. And I don't have an exercise coach training me.
You don't need one.
I don't need one.
But I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but this is how I look with an exercise coach.
Yeah, can you imagine how you used to look?
Well, I look without one.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell. Just looked like a couple of years ago.
Maybe that's what I like about you, because my father was fat.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so you remind me of my fat dad.
Well, it's better than reminding you of your fat mother, who you hated.
Yeah, I didn't hate my mother. I love my mother. I love my mother.
I thought you hated her.
I love my mother.
She hated you.
My latest girlfriend calls me mommy.
Really? What? That's a bit weird. That's very weird. Your last girlfriend, not the current one.
No, the latest one.
No, the one now.
I'm looking for the, and even the first one who I...
Maybe you need to find one that calls you daddy.
Who I love. The first one who I love. No, I don't want that. That's creepy.
The daddy thing.
No, daddy is fine. It could be fine, but you can't... they all can't call you daddy. Some of them have to call you something else besides daddy.
Mummy.
Yeah.
Baby. Maybe they want to call you baby.
I met a girl at a party the other week who said, she was telling me how old she was, and I said, blimey, that's very young. And she went, you could be my daddy.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't say that.
Yes, exactly. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it is.
Been.
But you wouldn't want it all day long to call dad. There's so much responsibility. You'd have to pay for that.
Also, I've got my own kids who call me dad.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, so we should stop now before it gets
weird. They could call you, but everybody's got a, this is what I found out. Like recently, everybody has a role in their life that they want tapped into. And some want to be babies, and some want to be mommies, and some want to be daddies, you know, cousins, whatever. They want to be, they want to have this, some want to be dirty, and some want to be clean.
Okay, then. Maybe we do a poll.
We should end on a laugh.
Which one of these are you? Dirty?
Yeah.
Clean?
Clean, pervy.
Mummy, daddy.
Mummy, daddy, baby. Maybe you want to be a little baby.
Baby. Yeah. Okay, then. Well, I guess
we'll
see
you
next week.
I mean, just to keep it going. Just to keep
well,
a relationship.
We'll come back to this next week, shall we?
No, we won't. This is creepy. This is really... Because I'm 69 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't even say that. Should I say it? My heart guy yesterday at King's College Hospital, lovely guy. I mean, a lot of the people who work at the NHS are great. It's unfortunate that they believe in a bad ideology of tiny little things causing disease. But he said to me, I mean, he lied to me. He said I was 59.
What, 59?
He says I look 59.
Yeah, I think you could get away with that.
Could I get away with
it? I think that's good.
Yeah.
There we are.
So I do like you. Thank you for having me. This is week 8.
Thank you for coming.
Let's hope you don't change your mind before week 9.
No, I don't think I will.
Yeah.
This has been a good one.
What's made it a good one?
I don't know. I just have a good feeling about it.
Maybe because I was awake. I slept last night.
You slept. And you're wearing a nice shirt.
And wearing... why are you blaming this shirt?
I'm just alluding to it.
I was nervous because I brought a blue blazer. I'm thinking I should wear a white shirt and a blue blazer because people say I should wear a suit.
Why?
I don't know why, but somebody says something, you got to follow what they say. You got to listen to the
people.
Depends
who it is, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you dress that way, and I think maybe I'm coming a little bit too relaxed.
Yeah, but I get undressed when you come. I take my jacket off. And my tie.
Yeah, but you can see it's a lovely Brooks Brothers type shirt.
It is a nice shirt. Yeah.
I mean, you're wearing jean like I'm wearing. It's like...
Yeah, because I don't always wear a suit.
Yeah, but what happens?
You see me from the waist up.
Yeah, but what happens when you're going to have, like, some kind of pooch is going to send you out in the street?
Well, yesterday we had to have a meeting, so I wore a suit.
Oh, you put a suit on, you put your trousers on. I'm pretty much the same way, because the pants go, and it's basically ruined.
You don't need to wear a suit unless you know.
Nowadays, you don't. Where I buy my suits, they usually separate.
Well, look at Andy Burnham. He turned up looking like a coach driver.
An embarrassment for this country. An embarrassment. Not even an embarrassment. The fact is, this country is faking so hard, not caring about what's going on, when the country is losing all of its power.
It's true. Yeah.
Is that true?
It is true. Yeah, we're absolutely down the
And he's presenting. He's like, I'm a winner. Look, I'm just turning up like this, like I'm Puff Daddy.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Yeah, anyway. But that doesn't... But like in your book, it doesn't matter that he's an idiot. It matters that the whole country is collapsing.
I know. Tell me about it. Why did you read the second book?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I wanted to read. I want to
read. You'll have it soon. Before the end of September.
About globalism.
Yeah, before the end of September.
I'm going to write a book.
You should.
And then I think now. End the.
All right, it's finished. The end. How about that?
I mean, Jesus. I'll just go on. I'll go on saying stupid things. I like three.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.